Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In 1 Thessalonians 5:12, he said, "We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you." Now, let's just stop right there. Are there those who are over us in the Lord? Now, a lot of people don't like to even think about this because they think, well, you know, nobody better than me. He didn't say they were better than you.
That's right.
What did he say?
They're over you.
We have to understand this, or else why is our foundation is not even there for showing honor to whom honor is due? Why should somebody receive certain honor in ways that others do not? Why? Or should everybody be just treated completely equally in every respect? Well, no. Everybody should be loved the same. Everybody is blessed the same in redemption. But everybody does not have the same place, or if you want to use the word, rank. Because when you look up these words, it talks about over and under. You've already seen that word. If you look up the words in the Greek, it's a military term. It's what they used in describing rank. Now in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, Hebrews 13:7. He said, "Remember them which have the rule over you." Now, this is another book, another place in the New Testament, same language. "Have the rule over you, who've spoken to you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." You need to consider people, look at their life. Look at their fruit. And those that the Lord joins you to and places you under, follow them. Skip on down to the 17th verse. Hebrews 13:17. We're reading out of the New Testament now, right? Hebrews 13:17. Keep reading. What does it say? "Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves." Now notice, now here's the thing that balances this. Didn't say they were going to make you submit. That'll help keep this whole thing straight. Didn't say they're going to help make you submit. Said you're going to do what? You're going to submit yourself to them. I mean, everybody knows the scripture says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands. A lot of people don't even believe that's applicable today. They think they're just, I've heard people say, well, Paul had a problem with women. Well, this is either just Paul or it's the Holy Ghost. We have to make up our mind about that. But men and women have gotten so confused and messed up about that passage of Scripture, the whole passage. It said, husbands, love your wives. You know, like Christ loves the church. But husbands and wives, read each other's passage. Did you hear me? And the husband says, well, you're supposed to submit to me. She says, well, you're supposed to love me. And he says, well, if you'd submit to me like you're supposed to, I could love you. Like I suppose, well, if you'd love me like you're supposed to, I could submit to you. We need to read our own mail and leave other people's alone. Next time you read this, I want you to read it like this. When it says, husbands, if you're a wife, you go, that ain't talking to me. I'm not a husband. That's God talking to him. That's between him and God. And ladies, don't even tell your husband. Don't even bring it up. Did you hear me now? Say nothing to him about how he's supposed to love you. Did you hear me? He wasn't talking to you. He was talking to them. When he gets down, he says, wives, Husbands, what do you say? That's not me. He ain't talking to me. I'm not the wife. That's not talking to me. Did he say, husbands, make your wife submit? And if some husbands could get a revelation of that, oh, buddy, it would sure change their life. Somebody said, what if she won't submit? Well, then she won't. Right. Right. I said, then what? That's it. Yeah. What if you won't submit to the Lord?
That's right.
Hmm? Is he going to make you submit?
No,
he's not. What does the scripture say? You submit yourself. And see, when you do that, you submit yourself to the Lord. You submit yourself to your leaders. The wife submits herself to the husband. It means something.
That's right.
It's worth something. Nobody's making them do this. Show this honor, show this respect, show this deference. The Lord's not into making us do anything. Has to be willingly, has to be from our heart. He doesn't just want us to come to church. He wants us to want to.
Amen.
He doesn't just want us to pray. He wants us to want to. He doesn't just want us to give. He wants us to want to. He doesn't just want us to submit. He wants us to decide to.
Amen.
Want to. Even if our flesh doesn't want to in an area, we say, no, this is what's right. And this is what I'm going to do.
Amen.
Amen. We control ourselves and we obey the word.
Amen.
Read it again. Hebrews 13:17. What does it say? Obey them that have the rule over you and do what? What's the understood subject here? You submit yourself. Who's going to do the submitting? Who's going to make you submit? You're going to make yourself, if you want to use the word like that. You're going to submit yourself. For they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. See, I have a responsibility. Phyllis has a responsibility concerning this faith life flock. Word pastor means shepherd. But you understand, Jesus is not called the good cowboy. He's called the what?
Good shepherd.
Somebody said, why did you say that? Because there is a fundamental difference in how a cowboy handles a herd of cows as to how a shepherd handles a flock of sheep.
Amen.
Cowboys are sometimes called cow pokes.
Yes.
Why? Because they poke the cows, they get behind the cows, and they drive the cows.
Right.
Eastern shepherds do not do that. They don't drive the flock. Read John 10 sometimes again carefully, and it talks about how the shepherd knows his sheep. And he calls them and they follow. Everybody say follow.
Follow.
They follow him.
That's right.
Eastern shepherd would lead their flock. They knew every sheep by name. Fluffy and Spot. And they'd call their names. Come on, Jiffy. Come on, Pop. Come on, Fluffy. Come on, Spot. Come on. And the sheep would fall in behind him and follow him like little pet dogs. Is that right? He's not driving them. He's leading them and they're following. That's the way Jesus is and we're supposed to be. And even on the local level, that's the way the local shepherd. Well, what if people don't want to follow you? Well, then they won't. Hmm? What if people don't want to follow the shepherd? Well, then they won't. But you hang back in the back and don't follow and you lose sight of the flock, there are wolves out there.
That's right.
Aren't there?
Yes.
There are predators out there. The enemy is seeking whom he may devour. So it's not up to me as leaders. It's not up to you as a Christian to try to make people follow you or make people do even what they should do or supposed to do. We're to set an example and we're to say, come on. Come on, let's go, let's do this. Right?
Yeah.
And the people that want to, will.
Amen.
And the people that won't, won't.
That's right.
And that's life and that's the way it is.
Amen.
So, well, they need to do it. They need to, I know it, but God's not going to make them and you should not try. Because you get into trying to make somebody do something and you leave the Holy Spirit. The devil is a coercer. He's a forcer. He's the one that wants to control and manipulate and make people do things. That's why you see people read about it and see, and even in modern times, people that are possessed, they feel they're driven. They feel like they're doing things even against their will, forced. Somebody said, I wish the Holy Ghost would just take me over and just control me. He's not going to do it. Not now, not ever. He's not a controlling, driving spirit. He's the Spirit of grace.
Right.
Amen. He'll deal with you, but then it's up to you.
That's right.
Right? He'll lead you. He'll draw you. But then it's up to you whether you respond or not. And all of us should be that way. Obey them that have the rule over you, submit yourselves. He uses that same phrase again in the 24th verse of this same chapter. Three times in this chapter, salute them that have the rule over you. So there are individuals in the kingdom that have a different place. And back to the story about the church the Lord sent me to. I went there and I preached on God gave gifts. And we talked about it, and I told him what the Lord said to me. I said, the Lord told me 1,000 miles away that your pastor's car is not adequate and that he should have a better car. And that if you want to do something about it, that'd be great. If not, I will do something about it. Amen. Well, man, they beat me to the punch, man. I mean, it was just like that. I mean, within a few minutes, money came from everywhere.
Thank you, Lord.
And I think within a week or so, they bought him a brand new Suburban, one of these that's decked out with all the extra stuff. You know, I think it had a video screen in the back and all this stuff. I mean, they put him in a nice place. And they went further than that. Within the next year and a half, they built him a house.
Amen.
And that was right.
Amen.
Hmm? Now, you know, when you talk about that, some people say, well, yeah, you know, wish somebody build me a house. Ain't nobody bought me a car. Yeah, and like that, they never will.
That's right.
Amen.
If you don't believe in a work or a church or people, don't pump money into them. But there ought to be somebody you believe in.
Amen.
Right? Somewhere. You need to be hooked up with something that you believe in God.
Amen.
And then I said, when the Lord said also that if you learn honor and respect His things and His gifts, that He'll send some of His best to you. Now, they're way out in the sticks. And they've called me from time to time, told me so-and-so's coming to speak for us. I said, huh? They are? Yeah, and so-and-so is going to come later in the year. I said, really? I mean, some of the biggest, strongest ministries in the country, and they're going to this little bitty place over New. Why? And the next time I was there, there were new cars.
Yeah.
All over that parking lot. Just several new cars.
Amen.
Glory to God. How many believe the scripture? You honor God. And what do you say? He would honor you. And see, He's honoring them in sending these renowned ministries to them and in blessing them financially and all these things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.